The legislative session concludes in Albany today. Lawmakers failed to reach agreement on several key issues. So in some ways, the session seems to be marked by what's not getting done than what it is. Here to sort it all out for us is reporter Karen DeWitt, our regular contributor from Albany. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Sotirios.
So, out of all the sessions you've covered, how would you characterize this one?
Well, it's kind of weird. I got home before dark last night, which isn't usual. On the last days of session, you're there late day and night. It's because there's really no chance of any last-minute agreements. I mean, I guess, as they're saying, it's quite orderly. And part of the reason is Governor Cuomo is refusing to do these so-called messages of necessity that allow bills to be passed instantly, and it bypasses the legal three-day waiting period. Cuomo was criticized back in mid-March. They had this middle-of-the-night session over redistricting and pension reform and all these other things where the public never saw the bills because he gave them instant messages. And this time the governor is saying, no, he doesn't want to do that. So the real deadline was midnight Monday, and if they didn't have agreements by then, they can't pass the bills. And it's interesting, Cuomo's not really pushing hard for any of these last-minute agreements. He wasn't really over the weekend. He seems more concerned with order and everybody getting along than achievements on particular pieces of legislation.
So what were some of the governor's victories this session?
Well, he did get reform of care for the disabled in state care after decades of abuse. The New York Times had a series chronicling all this. There's going to be a new state agency, better rules and procedures, and trying to track abusers and ban them from ever working with the disabled again. So that was really his biggest victory, I would say.
And how about the governor's defeats?
Well, he wanted to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. That's a response to problems with New York City stop and frisk law. He had a big news conference with the police commissioner, Ray Kelly. Mayor Bloomberg supported it. The Assembly Democrats were okay with it. Cuomo thought that the Senate Republicans would come around, but in the end, they didn't. They're getting a lot of political pressure from the Conservative Party, who doesn't like the bill. So that was kind of a big defeat.
And what's left unresolved from this session?
Well, there's a lot of things. Raising the minimum wage, again, Assembly Democrats wanted that. Unions, polls show support. That apparently is not happening, though the Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver predicts the Senate will eventually come around. And the big question mark today, if there's any excitement left in this session, is teacher evaluations and how to make them public. Cuomo said that was a big priority, but in the end he just released a take-it-or-leave-it bill, said there's time later to talk. The Assembly Democrats are going to pass it later today. The Senate Republicans this morning are going to have a private conference, and they're going to decide whether they should pass it. Right now, they still haven't made up their minds about it. So it's still possible that that could happen later today.
And just, Karen, just briefly to wrap up, is this really the end of the session, or could lawmakers come back later on this year?
I don't think it's ever really the end. They seem to be setting themselves up for a fall session, probably likely after the November elections, when it's maybe safer for them to take positions they might consider controversial. There's also been talk that they might get a pay raise because they haven't gotten one since 1998, and the governor's hinted that if they prove they can function, maybe they deserve one. So that's incentive, if anything, to come back, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Karen.
Sure thing.
Karen DeWitt, WNYC's regular contributor from Albany.